The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "He who knows his own self knows his nurturer." By the self, it means the nafs. The nafs is commonly described as the essence of a person. Sometimes scholars call this nafs the ruh, the spirit, or the soul. Sometimes they call it the qalb, the heart, because of its changing, taqallub, thoughts. Sometimes it is called the aql, the intellect, because it acquires knowledge and experiences realizations. Sometimes these terms are used to express other meanings and spiritual states. Sometimes the nafs can also be in different conditions. When it is at peace with divine commands and prohibitions and has resisted its carnal desires, it is called nafs al-mutma'inna, the tranquil soul. Ya ayyuhan nafs al-mutma'inna, O tranquil soul. If the nafs has not yet achieved this tranquility, but fights its base desires, it is called nafs al-lawwama, the self-reproaching soul, or the blaming soul. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ, and I swear by the self-reproaching soul. It is the state of the nafs when a person does something wrong, it reproaches itself. It feels bad and guilty, and from this guilt, the person leaves those bad actions. When the nafs falls in the state of telling us what to do, it has any desire, any wish, and stops resisting evils, it is called nafs al-ammara bis-su', the soul that incites evil. Inna nafsa la-ammaratum bis-su'. Indeed, the inciting soul commands one to do evil. According to some scholars, just like the body has faculties, the power of speech, sight, hearing, touch and taste, some scholars have said that the soul also has faculties. The power of anger, the power of desire, the power of intellectual thought, and some have also said there is a fourth faculty, the power of imagination. Each one of these faculties has an important role to play in a human's spiritual journey, but they need to be tamed, controlled, and used in moderation, otherwise they become a spiritual disease. For example, if the power of anger is deficient, it is called cowardice. In this situation, a person can no longer fight for the truth or defend themselves. If it becomes excessive, it is called rashness or carelessness. In this state, a person will not forgive or stop to think, but will unleash anger and may destroy himself and those around him. The moderate way is called courage. When the power of desire is deficient, it is called apathetic. In this state, a person may lose interest in life itself. If it becomes excessive, it is called greed and leads a person to immorality. The moderate way is called chastity. When the intellectual power is deficient, it is called idiocy or naivety, and a person is easily misled. When it is used at extreme measures without wisdom, it is called deception. The moderate way is called wisdom. Every spiritual disease is simply a deficiency or excess of one of these faculties of the soul, or a combination of them. When found in moderation, it becomes a spiritual virtue instead of a disease. Every soul has a character, and every character is built through a repetitive action or habit and fixed upon the soul. The soul is then formed into a being, whether good or bad. This is the real form that emerges on the Day of Judgment. Sometimes a person might give away their wealth for some reason, and they can be called generous, but this does not make someone's character generous until it is fixed in the soul. Many people may have the characteristic of being generous, even though they do not spend any money due to the lack of it and so on. Many people have the characteristic of being stingy, even though they give a lot of money away to show off or any other reason. A person with a good character must have moderation between the faculties of intellectual thought, desire and anger. The Holy Quran indicates on these qualities. The believers are only those who have attained faith in Allah and His Messenger and then have never doubted, and who strive with their wealth and themselves in the way of Allah. It is they who are the truthful. Faith in Allah and His Messenger is the strength of conviction, which is the faculty of the intellect, which is wisdom. Striving for one's wealth is generosity, and this goes back to the faculty of desire. Striving for one's self is courage, and this goes back to controlling the faculty of anger through the intellect to keep it in moderation. Someone who wants to purify themselves will not attain this goal in a single day's worship, nor would it be blocked through a single day's disobedience. Rather, one idle day leads to another, and another, until little by little the soul gets accustomed and becomes lazy. Minor sins accumulate on top of each other, and by the end of one's life, the person has lost not only the basis of his eternal happiness, but also the basis of his faith.